Live.
Hello, I'm up to I Plead the First with your host, Shannon Duffley.
Sierra.
I'm Dee.
And our special guest, Dee.
she's not a host. Only Shannon and I are host.
I'll be the host next year.
Actually, we're executive producers.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And then we have talent.
Today, we're going to talk about heritage.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Have you guys done? No, we already had this conversation. Have you done Ancestry, Sierra?
No, that's so expensive.
It's like it matters the deal, matters the time of the time. It's
you get so like a 14-day trial at a certain time of year. I don't know when that is.
Why would it be 14 days? Like, oh, I think I know what you're talking. Anyway, we did mine heritage twice. Well, not me, but like
why did you do it twice?
My mom and then my grandma.
Okay.
Wouldn't that just come up with the same results?
No, because my mom was from my grandma and my grandpa, but my grandma was from my great grandma and my great great, no, my great grandpa.
Too many greats.
There was no need for the other great. But I found out that I'm 8%. Well, I'm not, but she is 8% Middle Eastern.
Ooh.
And a lot of Sicilian.
Open the door for her.
She is Sicilian and Irish, and yeah, we're not French. We're not French at all. It's weird.
Oh, did you think you were French?
Did you think you were French, though?
No, like, we're totally just, we just skip totally over that region. It's weird. How
sad you guys are
you?
Like, yeah, we're not going to deal with France at all, go around it. They're like, oh, let's move to France. No.
Yeah, but I know I'm definitely Italian.
Italy?
Hey, D, I'm about to kick you off of the show.
You wouldn't dare. You love me too much.
Italian and Irish and yeah.
I know some parts of my heritage. I know I'm German, Czechoslovakian, Italian, and did I say German already?
Yes.
I'm a mutt. That's all I know.
Everyone's a mutt.
I have so many things. Though I do know for sure I do have Italian because
I feel like everyone in Pennsylvania is Italian.
Only because my great great grandparents actually moved here from Ellis Island.
Oh, next year.
Yeah, Dee does this weird thing.
It's not weird. I'm going to Vegas and doing my ancestry on my 21st birthday. What's so weird about that?
Wait, why Las Vegas?
21st birthday.
Why does that have to do with your heritage?
Because I want to do everything on my 21st birthday because it's cool. Because the 20th is just kind of 21st is, yeah, party.
Wait, so you're going to go to Las Vegas and then do ancestry at Las Vegas?
No. When I get home.
You have to put your spit into a cup and then...
Well, don't get home, dummy.
But you have to put spit in a cup.
Yeah, you spit in a cup and then they're like, take it away for like 8 weeks. Yeah, it's weird.
Such a long process.
But my point in this was, all of our ancestors were like, wherever they came from, I think, and when, like, I know like all of us are mutts, but like, we're all from all over the place. But like, imagine yourself, say you're in America, mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, there's no jobs here, and we're kind of starving.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to go to this other country and live there forever now.
That's
would you do that?
Yeah. If there's no food or money. Well, it all depends on like, which was the golden era.
See, I couldn't imagine.
Well, no, like my thing is like, because a lot of people came to America because they believe that we have, like, the golden opportunity or whatever.
It's the American dream.
Well, this is before the American dream was classified as the American dream.
Oh.
It's just America.
America.
And so I would, like, go to a place where it's supposed to be prosperity.
So, Canada.
If Canada was.
Alaska.
Alaska's so far in the U.S.
My goodness, Dee.
It's so far away from the U.S.,
So, I feel like that would be hard because you're leaving all of your life behind to start this new life in a whole new country, and most likely you don't speak that language.
Well, that's what
How do you think America was founded?
Exactly. That's what I mean, but I couldn't, like, think.
How do you think any country was founded? They moved.
Not us Irish.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Don't get me started on the Irish.
I'm Irish.
I'm Irish, too.
I am not.
I
Get out. Though yeah. I might be Scottish, but we don't know.
Yeah, I would say you're, because your hair. What's that? Did you know real Italians hair? Have blue eyes?
Okay. That's kind of weird, because my mother, out of all of her siblings, she's the only Italian-looking one. Like, and she has brown eyes.
Yeah. Oh.
I look Italian, but I also look German, so.
I wouldn't say Italian. Whenever I think of Italian, I think of, like, brown hair. But, like, yeah.
I just mean it because she's, like, she has this tan. Like,
oh, my
Yeah, she's, like, she can easily get tanned.
Middle Eastern. And, like, Italian, she's just got that dark glow to her.
I wish. I'm pale. As pale as a ghost.
I'm also very pale. It's just too much Irish went into the mix, and then they're like,
eh. We should have a pale off, Shannon.
Pale off.
I think I'm tanner, though.
I think I lost. Morgan's tanner than I.
I'm, like, ashy, though. You're paler.
Yeah. But I'm tanner than you.
What?
I'm tanner than
you. Oh, my gosh, look who it is.
And I'm tanner than you.
We back.
Hello!
Let's get
Why
to
is the door open?
What
Shut
I
the door! Shut the door!
Shut the door!
I haven't been here in like a month.
Weren't you here
last
week?
We didn't have a show last week because you canceled it for sports.
We were sporting.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I ran out of my meeting so I could make it for the radio show, and no one.
Sierra and I just didn't want to come.
Well, the thing is that you told me it got canceled.
Actually, I think me and Shannon were the ones that were outside. We were the ones.
Me and Katie. Yeah.
Well, and Katie too.
Yeah, Katie.
You were there? Were
no.
You?
No. Tierra and I started walking up the hill to go towards Nicholson. We're like, oh, it's canceled. Back to our rooms.
Yeah, I did basketball.
That's what we were.
Oh, no, we went to eat. Then we went back to our rooms.
Yeah, that's right.
And I went to basketball. I was really bad.
So what were we talking about, gang?
Heritage.
Heritage?
What is your heritage?
Oh, boy. What about heritage?
What is your heritage?
In what sense?
Where your ancestors from?
Like.
Pretty much just like a melting pot of,
That's literally
Eastern.
What's
here. Dude, no. I'm classified as exotic white bread. That's pretty much what I am.
And, okay.
I got
say
it.
Say that you were,
Thank you, Dee.
Say that you were, would you leave your country to go into another country?
I mean.
Let's say America goes downhill, like super downhill. You can't get any jobs.
Apocalypse.
You're starving. Like, the whole entire country is starving. So you have to go to another country.
It's
kind
of fun.
I feel like at that point, like, that's just dumb. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, if everyone's starving and, like, it's nothing positive here, then why wouldn't you go somewhere else? It is more positive.
The thing is, like, Irish people
read it after
have,
show.
Like, through the famine and everything, have stayed there, and it's weird. Like, they weren't like, oh, I'm gonna move, like everyone else. They're just Irish. There's no
Look, the British were keeping them as slaves, and they had nothing but potatoes, so they had to leave.
This is true. But what I'm saying is, like, Irish people stayed with the famine. Dee, I'm talking.
I'm sorry, we're discussing your midterms, Shannon.
See, this is always what happens whenever I'm here. It just divides right down me. The right side of me has a conversation about something, and the left side takes over the radio.
A lot of Irish stayed because they couldn't get even jobs in America because a lot of people looked down at the Irish. They thought they were worse than slaves.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of because they came and took their job. Like, it wasn't
Yeah, that's like what's where the immigrants
started. These people are here. I hate them. It was like, hey, wait a minute.
Wait
I want that job.
Wait a second.
You got that job. That means you and me, we ain't buddies anymore.
No.
Mano y mano. Second, what's it called?
Topic?
No, second form of business. So I was looking
you mean
at.
Matter of business?
Matter, yes. Second matter of business.
Oh my god.
So I was looking underneath my tongue yesterday. And
what?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, if I wasn't here for a while. If that's the point where we're at. I won't come back again.
Why?
If we're talking about,
wait,
like, you know.
I have.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will let you continue.
Wait. Hey, do you like jazz?
You like jazz?
What does jazz have to do with
this? No, I have a sticker from the B movie on my laptop.
Is the bottom
That's fantastic.
Is the bottom of your tongue blue?
Like, I'm colorblind.
Does it have blue veins?
That doesn't really help you.
Like, look.
Well, your teeth are. Yeah, that's your blood vessels.
Why are they blue?
because it's like your regular blood.
It's like the ones that you have in your forearm.
This is green.
This is okay. Look on the other blue. Side. Look on the other side of your arm.
That's like, just because
that's look
blue.
At it.
That's blue, sweetie.
That's your blood vessels, cause like
blood vessels.
Even though you don't technically need your tongue, you can still bleed if they cut it out.
Wait, so everyone has those blue things under their tongue?
Blue veins, yes, veins.
Your veins, sweetie. Yes, everybody has.
See, I'm going to punch you if you say sweetie one more time.
Wow, that's a
sweetheart.
Positive vibes, Shannon. That's what we focus on.
Did you see my Snapchat story?
Which one?
The one from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did.
My mom's calling me. Hang on a second, gang. I'll be back.
Okay.
Hello, mother.
Third matter of business. Whatchamacallit? What's it called? I need my cocoa. Sorry. Sorry, Morgan. Maybe you should come.
Just saying.
Gossip talk. Gossip talk.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not going to be the theme song.
I already made the theme song.
Hey guys, my mom says, like, am I on the show? I mean, yes. I'm kind of a recurring guest that picks and chooses.
You're a producer. Yes.
Oh, I'm technically a producer that's on the show that more or less picks and chooses.
So tell your mom I said hi.
Oh, also, Shannon says hello.
All of us say hello.
Shananan.
So who's Shananan?
My mom said hello, Shananan.
Okay. I'm glad. So, gossip talk. That girl that you set up Katie with, they're using a lot of emojis. How do you feel about emojis and flirting, everyone?
I think it's kind of pointless.
Emojis and flirting?
I mean,
I send so many. I send so many emojis to
I don't find emojis represent my feelings.
Morgan doesn't care because Morgan doesn't like relationships.
Morgan hates commitment.
Hey. All right, my mom and I had to talk about this.
Yep.
Real.
Yeah, she told me I need to stop being so
tight. Wow.
Positive
vibes. Are you okay with flirting?
Oh, hey, my mom said goodbye. She's not mom. She's
here now. Bye,
so, like, do you use emojis when you flirt?
Bye, mom.
I mean, not really.
How do you feel about relationships and flirting with text messages? Because that's what Katie's doing.
Relationships and flirting with text messages.
Like,
okay.
With emojis.
Like, all emojis.
That's what
just
Katie,
emojis?
That's what Katie
just
and her,
emojis.
I don't know, dude. The smirky face and the eyes, you get the message across pretty quick. Like, yeah.
I don't agree with that.
So when will Katie...
Actual words, please.
When will Katie meet this girl?
What?
Wait, she's sending flirty shit?
Yeah, no, they're dating.
Have you not...
They're dating?
Katie texted me the other
Wait,
day, and she's like,
what?
We're dating.
Katie didn't tell me this.
What did you tell me?
Katie's flirting with emojis and hasn't even met her yet.
She's gonna.
They know what they each other look like though.
I mean,
when
yeah,
they,
that's
but
like,
that doesn't. That's,
when are they gonna meet?
I don't know. They
need
they
to.
Planned it. They
what?
They
you were
planned
there
a date.
In Compass. You were their gateway.
Yeah, I was.
You are
matchmaker.
That's because they're both lonely and they both want to date women.
have you seen
Perfect.
Fiddler on the Roof?
No.
Have I seen Fiddler on the Roof? I have
not. I did sing one of their songs, though.
Have you seen Fiddler on the Roof, Morgan? Mm-mm. It's about Jewish people and their traditions. And then they...
Match.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, that song. And they have a song that's like
I know
matchmaker,
the
matchmaker.
Moral of the story. I just haven't watched it.
I like the father. He's really nice.
It's kind of like the movie Mulan at the beginning where they're like sending all these women to find a matchmaker so she can get married. That's the whole. That's basically
Mulan.
What. That's basically
it's
what Fiddler on the Roof
movie.
Was that they're trying to find
each
other.
I wouldn't say such a good movie. Did you see they're remaking it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Making it live action.
Live action.
They're making it live action. They are. They are.
They're making. They're remake. They're doing all
Matt,
the
do
Disney
think,
movies
by
as
the
live
time
action.
No. How they will make remake it live action.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah. Will they remake every Disney tale into live action?
Yes.
No.
I mean,
They'll
not
try.
Everyone. No.
They'll
but
try.
But like the major ones for sure.
Yes.
I mean, they already have like.
I don't know. They're not definitely not gonna do Ariel.
Yeah, they are.
Did you? They're making.
But they're gonna do that.
They're.
Yeah.
It's coming
How?
Out. Soon.
Yeah, they already
Ariana
did this.
Ariana Grande is playing Ariel.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Oh, that's going to be a good movie then. What? Ariana Grande's
Don't look at me that way, good. Morgan. I'm not a total Disney freak.
Yes.
I love Disney, but
I didn't know she was cast as
My lady friend is good.
I watched like the teaser trailer.
They have a teaser.
Yes.
I'm really interested.
Nothing's confirmed. Okay, YouTube, so this is always what happens, but we have like six different conversations.
We're talking about Matt's lady friend. Let him talk.
Matt's lady friend is she's just that as of right now.
Will it become more though?
I.
Morgan is nodding your head.
I mean, if all goes well, I would hope so.
Are you gonna ask her in a cute way?
Probably no. not.
I think she has to listen to this.
I mean, it's funny because I literally just texted her and said I'm on the radio. I literally just sent the link to rmuradio.com and went like as I was texting and you said, "Hey Matt," and I was like, "Oh, hey."
How long have you known her?
Oh, I've known her for the past forever, it feels like, since like sixth grade.
Okay. Yes, Shannon.
So the sixth grade.
That's cute.
Jinx
dad.
Oh my gosh.
I think you're a
cute
couple.
Morgan just gave me the dirtiest look.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
She seems nice from what I've like talked to her for like 2 seconds.
I've seen her.
She's nice.
I haven't talked to her. I would like to.
Talk to her then.
I like don't
next
see
time,
her.
Next
enough.
Time I bring her up, we'll see what happens.
I don't see her enough, so I'm like, this is what I am with all my friends, significant others. I don't see them enough to hang out with them. And I'm like,
you seem illegal all the time.
Illegal doesn't count.
Oh, it's confirmed. Name dropped on the show. Shannon and Malik.
That's been like a thing.
I really hope Malik's listening right now.
I've noticed like we haven't. I mean, at least when I've been here, we haven't name dropped him. Like we've referred to him as like a certain someone, or like we've just been like Shannon. Like we haven't like said like his name.
I really hope he's listening right now.
He probably is. He usually listens to us.
Knowing him,
especially
and
the
knowing
King Kong one, not playing on the apes.
And the apes.
That's a good movie too.
It is. Do you think it's scary?
Oh God.
What are you doing acrylic paint for?
It's I have to acrylic. Test it on my wrist.
Oh, why?
Because she's body painting me.
Oh, that sounds so right. bad.
Oh my God. So,
all right.
What is your? How do you flirt?
I can't.
Did you flirt with Danny or Danny flirt with you? I feel like Danny would like do a pun and then you'd be like, oh my God.
Danny and I did not flirt with each other. We just talked to each other, and then he's like, I need a prom date, but I want
a
girlfriend.
So, that's exactly how I
did. So, let's go on a date before I ask you to prom.
Oh my goodness, Daddy. Does he miss me?
He hasn't met
he
me.
He misses
yet.
Me.
That's rude.
Well, I mean, they're dating, so of course he would miss her.
This is true. What are you guys doing for spring break?
Sleeping!
I'm with you, D.
Matthew?
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm just waiting for like your that. Hand to, like, enlarge, and then you just lose a hand.
No. I mean, I think you have, but not on the radio. So for those of you who were unaware, he's 35. I'm also 35, believe it or not.
35,
you look great for your age.
Thanks, Dee. That's what I've always wanted to hear. I look great for my age.
You're welcome, Matt.
You could, did you know if you're, like, over the age of 25, you can't live on campus?
Yes, I did know that.
No, I did not know that.
What are you doing, Morgan, for spring break?
I don't know.
Hey, Morgan, please speak up.
I said I don't know. I was supposed to go to Miami, and that didn't happen, so now I don't know.
She's sad.
It's Miami.
So, I'm gonna sleep and work on our field production project.
What are you doing for that project, Sierra?
I'm gonna convince one of my theater friends to be my person.
Are you doing the day in the life of?
No.
I'm doing the day in the life of Devlin.
I'm filming my dog.
What? What are you shaking your head for?
See, I think we're good. I said done anything, but.
Oh, okay. Now I just need to find someone with good handwriting.
Not
I have
me.
Great handwriting.
Why do I feel like that's a lie?
It's a lie. It's such a lie. She's also left-handed.
Discrimination, D?
What does being left-handed do?
I don't know. I just
wow, get out. Get out. We do not discriminate.
Love you guys.
In here.
So, D, how do you flirt?
I don't even know.
No, that was wrong.
It just happens, I guess. I didn't flirt with my boyfriend when we first started talking. It's just kind of, he liked me a lot, and I liked him some.
Only some.
And then I fell in love with him, and then that's how it's going.
Matt, how do you flirt?
I don't know. It's like a big humor thing for me. Like, I tell bad jokes. And, oh, boy. Hang on. Put it on pause. I'll take role of narrator. Malik, as forementioned, has just walked into the radio room.
Is something wrong with the thing?
You didn't.
We're not live.
What the heck?
It has to be.
That's good.
I know how to do
Sorry,
it.
Mom. That
you should do it then.
Sorry.
Since I do it wrong.
Sorry, everyone that I've ever linked Army Radio to. But now we're live. So, hey, welcome to I Plead the First.
I swear, I should not be in this position anymore.
Neither should I.
Sean on Sierra, switch. But I'm literally the same. Like, yeah.
I have somebody else do it.
Hey, bye, Malik. Thanks, Malik.
On Friday. Why aren't you? Why are you going to WQED?
What?
I am.
I'm going home Thursday.
My mom just texted me and said, are they talking about landscaping? No, we weren't. Wow, we just weren't live. So you heard something that wasn't us. Sorry to interrupt the landscape hour.
That's
but
so funny.
Here we are on I Plead the First.
Hi, this is Simkovic. What were you going to say at first?
There we go. I hear you now.
I mispronounced his name. I'm sorry. His last name. Okay.
So what were we talking about?
Gossip talk.
Oh, boy.
Flirting. We're talking about flirting.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about flirting. I don't know. It's weird because my mom's listening now. So I'm not going to say how I flirt. But, yeah. Moving on. Get off the topic of flirting.
All right, hang on a second.
It's like an ultimate fight, but in like a barnyard. You can pick like one animal to back. What animal are you picking in this barnyard brawl? My money, without a doubt, is on the cow.
Horse.
Cow, for sure.
Yeah, I would say bull.
Bull?
There's no bulls on a farm.
Yeah, you do if you want to breed the cows.
What?
I want to milk my cows. That's all I want, so I'm picking cow.
I like a horse.
You like
I
a horse? It. Yeah, it's already backed by D. First come, first serve.
Nothing left.
Donkey.
Pig? Chicken?
Sheep?
A chicken against a cow. Oh,
sorry, I picked the best animal that is a cow.
You can say the farmer and just be done.
No, I said barnyard animal.
He's an animal.
Oh, let's not get into that talk, Sierra.
Sierra.
Not today.
Sierra.
Morgan, what would you pick?
Wah, wah.
Your only options are like the pig. That's it.
Then there you go.
So we have a cow, a horse, a pig. What did you back, Sierra?
I said a bull.
I said a donkey.
A bull and a donkey. No one picked the chicken. I wouldn't sleep. Chickens are aggressive, man. They are.
I mean, yeah, they are.
I wouldn't sleep on a chicken in a fight. I'd pick a chicken over a pig.
Donkeys are mean, though.
Donkeys are pretty mean, too. But I don't know. Something about a cow. I just see the cow coming out on top.
I should have drank hot chocolate before this. You and your hot chocolate. It's my energy.
Oh, Mom said I'm picking the chicken. Thanks, Mom.
That's great.
There we go.
Hello, your mom has insight. That's so great.
Hello.
Why?
Well, who?
What is?
I don't know what's going on, but we're going to find out soon.
How do you guys feel? I'll just flash you.
That was a horrible joke. Live interview with Mike Shuley in a suit.
We're here. Are you on the election crew?
Yeah. I'm a camera person.
Who here is not on the election crew?
I may be on the election field. I'm not sure.
I'm people editor.
We're in the middle of a radio show.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a show. Why are you guys, what are you doing here?
What is your name and how do you spell it?
Okay, no, you can ask that from her later. That's personal information that doesn't need to be broadcast all
right
over
now,
Moon Township and the surrounding areas.
Sierra's face.
She's muted. He muted her mic.
What is going on?
I guarantee you, whenever we listen to this back, this is clear as day on the radio show. Yeah.
Sorry, you guys.
What are you doing?
Okay.
This is our radio show.
This is news.
Stop.
This is news.
This isn't news.
I need some more length here.
Some more.
What is happening, Julie? You're going to ask Sierra for her political views?
All right, now, Sierra, what are your thoughts on the special election with Connor Lamb and Rick Saccone coming up here?
Hey, Mike, could you leave? I plead the first. Please.
I have more insight. Come on.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down.
I don't know. I mean, I just find it really weird.
Avon, you're getting real close.
Oh, yeah, this is too much fun. I actually want to use this.
Oh, yeah. You got real close there.
Oh, hold on. That actually used to work, though.
Avon was really close to Sierra, and I don't know what's going on.
There
and
is.
What are you doing exactly?
So
I can give you more insights.
On the special election between Rick Saccone and Connor Lamb.
I don't know, because I don't even know what the special election's for.
So you have no clue, and it doesn't affect you?
Yeah, no. I don't like the political ads for it though, because they're always bashing on each other.
That's what political.
So you have it here.
I here. Wait.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay, she didn't even give an insight.
All right, we outie.
Nice talk, guys.
And once again, welcome back to I Plead the First.
We just got attacked.
We
just got invaded.
Have fun, guys.
Thanks.
I have more insight. I could have been like, no to Rick Saccone because Trump supports Rick Saccone, so no.
That's very insightful, Shannon.
Thank you.
That's literally just being like, yeah, you know, no to apples because apples are red and I don't really like red that much. So apples, you're a no-go.
The only really thing to know about Connor Lamb is that he's
really,
really
dumb
young.
Argument on my end because apples do come in multiple colors.
They do.
So you can just pick a different apple.
Yes.
Speaking of, best type of apple, what is it? Sierra?
Honeycrisp.
Oh, Honeycrisp is solid.
I'm not sure.
That's a
bit.
Shannon.
This is
going to
be terrible.
Crisp.
I
Big
don't
start.
Know the different types.
Wow, you're disappointed.
Wow, what is wrong with you today?
I definitely got dibs on Granny
Thanks.
Smith. I Granny love Smith. A nice Granny Smith.
That's a little sour right there.
Pink Lady. I think that's what it was.
Pink Lady?
Did you see my story?
I mean, I won't say I don't know that
Did
it is a certain type, but like
you
at
know,
the same
I'll watch
time,
it right
I'm not
now.
An appleologist. So I'm just gonna take Pink Lady. Morgan.
Did you just say appleologist?
Appleologist.
How do you feel about the pear apple?
Oh, wait. I don't like pears.
But neither do I, but the pear apple is pretty good, if I do say so myself.
Have you had one?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get it at?
Costco. Costco is solid, but there's only two of us in the house, so we don't go there that much. Because it's all bulk.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't watch your story.
Why?
Because it's the radio show.
What?
No, but...
If I was a politician, my slogan would be positive vibes all day, every day.
I don't doubt that at all.
Hey, I have two friends.
Dude, my favorite thing is, like, I saw you, like, one Friday morning. Like, one Friday morning. And I walked in the newsroom, and the first thing, you just look at me and you scream, happy, positive vibes! And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is way too early for me. And she just, dude, you were just happy and bouncing off the walls. And
I don't
like,
know
wow.
if I should accept
like
this.
Me.
Yeah.
My friend's parents, like, added me on Snapchat. I don't know if I should add them back.
You think Shannon certainly acts like me sometimes? Don't you get too peppy?
I feel like you're too peppy.
Yeah, I say you are really peppy.
I am very peppy.
I just did positive
vibes very peppy in a while, so.
Oh, well.
Like, were you? I feel like you would be a great cheerleader.
I can.
Like, you just be like, Plum, we love it here.
No, we really don't.
Plum sucks. That's why you gotta graduate. You got once he graduates, but I don't know if he will do that. I'm kind of sad because I want to boss him around.
What were your choices of colleges?
Mine was probably Robert Morris, Point Park, and then probably Duquesne as a third.
DeQuesney.
Yeah.
Morgan. What colleges did you pick besides RMU? Like
what was everyone in here's top three schools?
I only had three schools.
Here? I only had three, too.
Yo, look how many apples there are.
There are a lot. Yes, Morgan?
It's Red Delicious.
RMU, IUP, and Washington and Jefferson.
Wow. I liked that school, too.
I had Point Park, RMU, CalU, and Clarion. I almost said CalU twice.
I had CCAC, RMU, and FAU. Actually, a little bit of Pitt.
I don't even know where.
I was
Florida Atlantic University.
Oh, wow.
I was not going to Pitt.
A little bit of Pitt because I was like, my SAT scores were horrible, and I could get there for in part time.
My SAT scores were the only thing that got me here.
I got accepted before I sent them my SAT scores. So.
Lucky you guys, I got waitlisted.
I also got waitlisted.
Really? Yeah. Because I had horrible SAT scores, but my grades were okay. And then I had to go through like a phone interview process.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of cried when I didn't get accepted at first. It was real sad.
No, I knew I'd be waitlisted because like, SAT, I'm bad at test.
Same.
Yeah, it was horrible.
No.
I don't know. I had my top two. I mean, I applied to five schools.
I feel like this
schools.
Is a really low-energy topic, and I'm really feeling a high-energy show today, guys.
So it was like...
We got to change it up, pick it up.
Wait, it was RMU and then Brown University. I don't know where I would have gone.
Isn't Brown, like, Ivy League?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get accepted?
No. If I did, I would not be here.
It's like Sierra.
If I got accepted Ivy League, I wouldn't be at Robert Morris.
I would not be here.
I probably would be.
You know, Carnegie Mellon has, like, our program. But it's super high tech.
Yeah, they have like a 13% acceptance rate for the whole school.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No to Carnegie Mellon. No, thank you.
Why? Because of the 13%.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't get accepted.
Yeah. No one would.
Well, then they would be saying no thank you to you.
I know somebody that went there that's a jerk, so I would not go there in fear that I would. No, he would do all this, like all the theater stuff, and I don't want to see him.
Does Carnegie Mellon have a theater program?
Every college has a theater program.
I wouldn't say every theater.
Okay, most.
There we go.
Some more than others.
All right, Matt, give me a high energy topic.
High energy topic. We're looking for high energy, low controversy.
Yes.
Like, we want to discuss it. We don't want to argue.
No.
So how about, like, what's your guys' favorite sandwich at Romo's?
Oh, my gosh.
Damn right I got the blitz.
No.
We're not going
Romo's
there.
Romo sandwiches.
We've talked about this 10 million times.
Well, I forget every other time.
I want you to guess what mine is.
Shannon, you're definitely...
I know yours.
You either get a weird sandwich or you're definitely like
I say a it
hot
a lot
Italian
of time.
Hoagie.
Yeah, it's a hot Italian hoagie.
Yes. You get the lock and loaded.
Not anymore.
The lock and loaded.
I get another sandwich now.
Ooh, what do you get now?
I think I'm going to get a hot Italian hoagie whenever I'm done with this.
I hate how you say that.
I get the Papa Sal a lot now.
Okay, controversy.
Oh my gosh.
What is my no? Is my no Southern or is it British? No.
British.
I'm going to forfeit and just answer with dumb. That's what it is.
You think my no is dumb?
I think that you're asking us how your no sounds. So no for me. What's everybody's favorite color? Oh wait, stop, pause. Best ice cream flavor, followed by best candy bar.
Ooh, best
ice cream color is new.
Best ice cream flavor.
Cookies and cream.
Did I say ice cream color?
Yeah.
You did say ice cream color.
Ice cream color and what? Candy bar.
Well, ice cream. What is this? Ice cream cone first. After that, we're discussing candy bar.
Yeah. Okay, so favorite ice cream is cookies and cream.
Morgan?
Mint chocolate chip.
Sarah?
You just said Sarah.
All right, I'll take the L on that one. But I tried to say Sierra, but I missed the E because I was trying to say it fast.
Cookie dough.
Ooh, power move.
Strawberry. Okay.
Oddball, but I'll accept it as an answer.
So I don't know if this is your sorority, but I saw something.
Okay.
Are you gonna enter to be in the pageant?
If they ask me to, probably.
Can non-sorority people be in the pageant? I'll be like, yes. Hello, my name is Shannon.
Yeah, they're asking for me.
Nominate me.
you have to go and talk to them, not me.
No, nominate me.
That's not my sorority.
Nominate me. Oh my gosh. I don't want to talk to people.
You have to if you want to do it.
No, I don't really want to do it.
Matt, ice cream flavor.
My ice cream flavor, one that's like consistent, like I really like vanilla ice cream, but I also am a big fan of cookies and cream.
You're basic.
Big fan.
Says the girl that said strawberry. All
right. Favorite ice cream bar, Sierra.
No, we're doing candy.
Candy bar.
Ice cream bars, without a doubt. Twix. Though. Pause. Ice cream bar, Twix, undoubted. The Snickers are okay, but the Twix are more. They're just better. All right, candy bar.
Twix or Reese's.
Shit on and on.
What's this? Twix.
Matt.
I always answer last.
Okay.
Morgan. It hasn't changed just because I haven't been here for a while.
Kit Kat.
I'm also a Kit Kat person.
See, this is weird because the room is tied 2-2 with like two of my three favorites. Like, I'm a big fan of Twix, I'm a big fan of Kit Kats, and I also really like Reese's. Like,
wow.
Those are like the top
controversy in my
Katie Wedge just added me as a friend on Snapchat.
What?
Hang on.
She just added me too.
What is this?
I love how we all just freaked out.
I'm honored that I got the first act.
Oh,
wow.
I got her too.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, Katie.
Katie.
I'm throwing
Katie,
a hissy fit
Snapchat.
Now.
What's everyone's average Tuesday look like? Because that's when we do our show.
Oh, no.
But, like what happens before or after
late.
This?
I wake up late and I go to class at 2, but not today because I had to.
Oh, yeah, you weren't in our class today.
Nope.
Are you in my class? I always lose track of who's in my class.
No, she's not.
I went Thursday with Morgan. Morgan loves me.
What class is it?
Co-production.
What are you doing for your project?
For my...
Yes.
The diegetic sound?
Yes.
I'm going to do one on one of my buddies who's from Georgia. Shout out to Morty.
like Rick and Morty?
No, this is going to sound really weird, but like, it's like an athletic thing. Like, but like hockey guys, like we always like make nicknames for each other. So like, you guys all know me as Matt, but like if one of the hockey guys comes around here, like they call me Simmy because my last name is Simkovic. So they say like I'm Simmy, but like his name's technically Nathan. His last name starts with Mort, so we call him Morty.
Like,
it just happens. It's a last name, and then if it's applicable, you shorten the last name.
Got it.
It's really, really
like
weird.
Like Diva.
Like what?
Diva.
Sure.
Like Devlin Diva.
Well, yeah.
That's what my
actually,
would,
yeah, that would be Devo.
Yes.
Kinda. It's weird because I know a Devo, but it's like.
That's what my brother was called.
Something else.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Can you see me in the military?
No.
No.
Depends on what job you're going for.
I will be on the front line.
Front lines,
so
no.
I'm just going to announce what we're doing now. I am going to.
Is that Steve from Romo's?
That's Steve from Romo's.
Hello.
Whoa.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
I was sick.
You were sick?
Yeah, I almost died.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm in it next week because spring break, but we got. I'll be definitely doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We did a for one of the TV shows, Army Tonight. We did a weekend update sketch, but I was an anchor and I filed a missing persons report for you because everyone noticed you were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
That's good.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
You want to sleep on it?
Yeah, we should. If you actually walk into that room here, come real quick. I'll be back.
Okay.
I thought he quit.
I was like, is that Steve?
Yeah, I thought he quit.
I thought he also got a new job.
Why do y'all think he got a new job?
Because, like...
Well, no one assumes that he almost died.
I'm glad that he's feeling better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good that he is.
He's a really cool guy.
He always gives me my hot chocolate. He knows that I want hot chocolate. It's great. That made me happy that he's feeling better. Next topic. Oh, wait. We were talking about me in the military.
Yeah.
So I got this email. It was like, Devlin, would you like to get this? Would you like to be in the Army Reserves? Get like a bunch of money.
I cannot see you in the military, sweetie.
I know. As a...
disabled person?
No.
That's just you.
One of the higher ups, like, not, like, actually on the field, but, like, working for the military, yeah, I can see you doing that, but not, like, actually in the field.
Yeah, I can't do any physical activity. Basketball, what's it called?
Well, no, not to be mean, you probably wouldn't get accepted anyway because...
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said to my mom. She's like, you can try. I was like, I don't want to try.
Because then they'll be like,
we don't know. No. You're tense.
Like, we're slowly opening up to people.
But, like, there's no need.
We're slowly letting up on that. Don't ask, don't tell.
People can tell now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say they're slowly opening up.
Yes. Favorite president, go.
I don't have one.
What was the question?
Favorite president. Kennedy. Me too.
I don't like politics, so I'm just gonna, like, add presence.
I like him because of what he did for the disabled, and he was super nice, except whenever he was a mobster.
Except when he was a mobster.
Oh, he worked with the mob.
Well, yeah, his whole entire family worked with the mob. It was a family gig.
And he's Roman Catholic, so that's just a double.
Yeah, he's the only Catholic.
Yeah. Yes, and then
Morgan, next question.
Oh, I don't have anything.
Why?
What are you doing? Our humanities midterm.
What are you doing?
She's writing down all the notes that we'll go over after the show. And half the stuff that he put in, like, the handouts and everything, were not what we covered.
I don't have any midterms this week. It's just that project that's killing me.
I mean, the project's going to be, like, that's going to be fine. Like, that project you'll finish and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but then you'll get to the
sound, the field production project, and it's just going to be like,
Morgan, did I tell you what I'm doing for that? Mm-mm. I'm doing the day in the life of an 8-year-old.
Ooh.
Well, it's Devlin. What would you name your first child? If you had a first child, what would you name it?
Naomi.
Why?
You wouldn't
name it.
Why?
I like the name Naomi.
That's just a name
it's unique. Well,
I was gonna say, it can't be a basic name.
No, because I'm not a
I'm not a basic white girl.
You don't have a basic name.
No, I don't. And, yeah. It's kind of funny. Like, I would... And then I would name a girl would have my middle name because it's been passed down from generation to generation. So
what's your middle name again?
Elizabeth. My grandma's middle name is Elizabeth, even though my mom's not. But I think my aunt is, so kind of just was passed down.
Yeah, my middle name is Marie, and my grandma's name is Rosemary.
Cute.
My middle name is Elaine. That's my grandma's middle name.
Have you watched Seinfeld? Watch Seinfeld.
I've watched parts of it.
There's a girl named Elaine, and she can't dance, and she reminds me of myself. Sierra, first child.
I only have a name for the boy. I don't have one for a girl. If it's a boy, it'll be Skylar.
Oh, yeah, you did say this before.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what will you name a first child?
I only have a name for a boy, and it's Skylar.
For a boy.
I don't know what I would name my first child.
If you had to pick a name.
If I had to pick a name, like, I was, this child's being, but, like, it's just, like, right here, right now.
You can wait till they're, like, 5 and be like, child, name yourself.
Name yourself.
Or it's like, give me a sign.
Tell me your name. Write your name down.
I don't know. Choose my name. Choose my child's name. That's what I would do. I'd be like, honestly, Sierra, you choose. And I'd be like, no, I don't like that name. Choose again.
I think it'd be very hard to name your child, especially, like, right after giving birth. And I'm just kind of like, That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't get why people name their child before they were born.
I mean, just to kind of prepare for that.
Well, that's the thing, like, so, like, after, like, the birth thing happens, you know exactly what the name is, so you don't have to, like, keep waking your wife up.
I feel like you have to see its face.
Like, wait, you see the baby's face. Oh, my gosh.
No, whenever it's born, you have to, like, see its face to, like, confirm its name.
It's like...
No one looks like out. Their like, name.
It's like Angelica... Like she looks like a bee. Come down, and it's like the name comes into your mind. It's like, oh,
you're the only D I've ever met.
Well, because I, yeah.
You're the only D.
It's
not even a real name.
It's not even my real name. Literally, did I tell you guys that Nick Hederick thought my real name is actually Poe? And I'm like, no, Nick. And he's like,
wait,
if
your real name was Poe, then what's your last name?
D.
Poe. Poe.
Whoop, whoop, it's the police!
I digress.
How are you feeling? Ask Katie how she's feeling.
Okay, so this means that she got a new phone, because...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She can
Because she couldn't get Snapchat.
Yeah. I was highly upset that she couldn't get Snapchat until just now, and now I'm happy because she can get Snapchat. That's so great.
Morgan, her child's name. I like the name Bianca. Or Monica.
I was gonna name my kid Gigi.
Just Gigi? Mm. Like Gigi Hadid?
Yeah.
Hadid?
Whatever.
Hadid.
Hadid.
Hadid. Whatever, you know. First child's name.
What?
What would you name your first child?
Is it a boy or girl?
Doesn't matter.
Is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
Grayson.
Oh, that's adorable.
Girl.
Paxton. Or not Paxton, Alaska.
I like that.
Interesting. I like it.
Aruba, Jamaica. I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama.
Shannon. Morgan looks like she's gonna murder everyone in this room.
We're not singing the Beach Boys today, guys.
Steve, Roma, what? Yeah. That made me happy that Steve from Remus is okay.
It brought you so much joy, Matt.
Dude, I was... Well, okay, so the story behind that is... anytime I would go to Romo's, he would, like, say things to, like, everyone in line but me. Like, he would never, like, talk to me. Like, I don't know what it was, but he would just never talk to me. And I was like, whatever, like... whatever, like, it doesn't affect me. I'm still getting my food and eat. So, like, I would just be like, all right, like, thanks, and just, like, leave. And he would just stare straight ahead. But, like... Last week on RMU Tonight, we did the weekend update. And on the weekend update, I was an anchor, and I announced a missing persons report for Steve from Romo's. I'm not kidding. Like, I was like, no one knows. I was like, no one knows where he's been. Like, if you have any information, call Campus PD. Like, real.
I remember that skit.
But, like, it was, and, like, that was just really weird because, like, he was just, like, there, and he just, like, looked at me, and I was like, whoa. That's Steve from Romo's.
That's so funny.
Amazing. Still a better love story than Twilight.
I like Twilight. Just sometimes. Specs.
Just too long of a...
She's a little obsessed, let me tell you. She's only 18. So she got married at age 18.
I know somebody that got married at 19, so...
Ideal.
My valedictorian got married... 2 months after graduation.
What?
So. Well, in the girl's defense, she married a minor league pitcher. So she got like the 18 million, like the 10 carat ring or something like that. Ooh. And she was like set for life. I'm like, dang, like.
Yeah, but I don't think I could get married at this age. Like, I joke, like, for 2020 is, like, the best date to get married, but that's too close.
See, like, I think I'm weird because, like, if, I'm not saying Danny, but, like, if someone were to come up to me, like, want to get married, even though I don't know them, I would probably say yes.
That's good, Sierra.
But we have to wait till I'm 20, though, so I can continue the family line. My grandparents got married when they were 18. My mother got married when she was 19. So I'll get married when I'm 20. Though my mother told me she would murder me if
well,
I do that.
That's in 2 years.
No, it's next year. Well, I mean, no, it's this October. This is October.
So you have to get married.
Yeah, I think I'm married in October.
Can I be a bridesmaid?
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Are you in, Morgan? Sure. I'll throw you the... Who's your maid of honor? Probably Katie.
No.
Who's your maid of honor?
Me.
I'll flip a coin.
I will be the maid of honor because I am lucky.
I'll just throw...
Who's...
Sierra's getting married in October.
Aww. A little bit soon, but okay. I won't judge. Love is love.
Do you have any money in the budget? No.
Looks like it's a courthouse wedding.
Yeah.
I will set up the
makeshift
thing.
Wedding.
I just now need to find somebody that will marry me.
Danny.
I'm not marrying Danny.
I'm gonna be ordained. If you I have friends that are ordained. Two, I have to get ordained at some point because two of my friends up here have told me that if they get married, I'm going to be the guy that marries them.
I honestly would love that if you were in the priest.
That'd be so funny.
Yeah, it would be a phenomenal experience, I can tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I'd have to get ordained and like memorize the script and stuff and like do it. That'd be sweet.
Honestly, I reserve you for my future wife.
It looks like I'm doing two weddings.
That would be great.
I think it's a friend doing it.
All four century people, too.
What do you mean? Ah! Which ones?
Or the other two?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of figured.
You were there when we had a talk about it.
I'm in a lot of conversations that either I'm listening or I'm really trying to do something.
Fair enough.
Yeah, whenever I was like, oh, I don't really know what I want to do for my wedding. But, like, then I was like, oh, yeah, I really want, instead of, you know how there's, like, dresses that don't, they're just, like, you have to pull up all the time?
Yes.
Sleeveless?
Yeah, I'd rather have a sleeve dress and, like.
I already know what I'm doing for my wedding.
It would be fit and flare and, like, lace.
On this episode of Say Yes to the Dress, Shanananan Devil takes on her own dress that she thought of in her freshman year of college.
I'm cutting up my mom's dress and making it my own. I'm making three different dresses out of it. I'm making it all detachable.
My mom's
Why three?
I'm making a detachable train, a detachable ball gown dress. So it's
you're one of those.
I'm not one of those.
You're one of those.
D is one of those for like 85% of the those that I could like 85% of them. It's like, yeah, that's D.
I'm gonna wear a red dress.
My mom's dress is purple, so I wouldn't want to do that.
It's gonna be sparkly.
I don't know what color my mom's dress is.
Go find a picture. I wonder if your mom's.
She's still probably listening. I just have to wait 30 seconds for a text to come through. Honestly.
I love your mom and how she's so.
I pick a chicken.
I want to meet your mom. I feel like she's like the woman version of you. She's super chill. She just.
Fun fact that I'm really waiting to see if this text comes up, because if it does, I can't say it. But last week, I made her... Oh, okay, no, that was a text from someone else. My heart just dropped. Wow. Whew, that was scary. I think it was on Wednesday. But I was like, hey, Mom. I, like, called her, and I was like, hey, Mom, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, like, nothing, why? And I was like, well, do you want to get lunch? She was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, all right, now I'll drive to your office. But in reality, so I have class on Wednesdays from 1 to 2, or from 12 to 2. I have a 12 to 12:50 and a 1 to 1:50. And I woke up at, like, 11:30, and I got showered. And I got dressed, and I, like, looked at the clock, and I was like, ah. And it's in Wheatley, which is a 10-minute walk if I want to make it on time. And it was 11:55. So I was like, all right, genius. The car is, like, a 3-minute walk away. I can just get in the car and drive to class. I got in the car. I drove to class, and I looked, and it was 11:59, and I just had, like, a realization, and I just sat there and looked at that number, and I just watched it hit 12, and I was like, well, I'm late. And I drove to and I called my mom, and I said, hey, Mom, let's get lunch, and I skipped both my classes, and I got lunch with my mom. So I took a me day, and then my mom was like, you don't have class, right? And I was like, no, both professors canceled it. And she was like, okay, good. And I was like, this is going to kill me later. So here it is.
Then you'll get that. Then you'll get that.
Now I'm going to get a text. It's like, oh, really? Guess who's not going out to lunch with me for a while?
Where does she work?
She works in RIDC Park, which is like a 20 to 25 minute drive.
See, I wish I could do
from here, yeah.
That's weird.
I wish I could do that with my mom.
Isn't Pedra from like an hour from here?
Yeah, so she works like 40-ish minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my 40, roommate, 45. Not Kelly, but Haley.
I'm sorry.
she always has, she has dinner with her dad every Thursday because his office is like around here.
That's See, my adorable. Dad doesn't want to drive the extra half an hour to come get me so we could go like have lunch or dinner with each other. He's lazy. But I love him to pieces.
Just texted my mom and said, "Are you still listening?" Because like I forgot, but I looked up earlier in our conversation and she just kept texting me. I just said, "Quit critiquing my show." And she said, "You told me to listen. Love you." I said, "Listen, don't give feedback. Love you." And then I said, "Are you still listening?"
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So she may still be listening and just not giving feedback. So we'll see.
Yeah, she's waiting until after the show to give you all the critiques.
I would love to meet your parents because like
they're not like
I mean,
they're parents. Like they're just like every like they're cool.
Well, like,
I don't know.
I know some people that are completely different from their parents, and then some people that are like.
I'm a pretty much combination like 50-50 of my mom and my dad.
I am a spitting image of my mother.
I'm 50-50, but.
I'm pretty 50-50.
I look just like my dad. My mom does not look like my mom.
Issues.
Doesn't look like your mom.
Think about what you just said.
Yeah. Anyway. No, like, when my dad was helping the high school soccer team, they actually asked my dad if he remarried. Because they're like, Garrett's mom cannot be his actual mom, like, biological mother. My mom was not happy about that.
I feel like that's something that, like, you would know if that was fake, though, like, being the mom, because, like, the baby came out of you. Like, there's no mistaking, like, oh, this is mine. like, it doesn't work like that. Like, with a guy, you're like, eh, wait a minute. But, like, with a girl, it's like, nope, this is him. Sorry.
Me and my mom do salads every Monday.
Salads every Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We, like, eat dinner every day, so.
Well, yeah, you go home every day.
Yeah, you go home every day.
Friendly reminder, Shannon doesn't even go here. She just comes up and hangs out with us.
I actually don't even, like, go to school here. I just do the radio show and go home.
You just commute here. That's it. You're like, yeah, I commute here, but, like, you never told anyone, like, you don't go here. She's like, yeah, I commute.
She's that random person that just shows up.
I totally have a car. I can totally take you places.
Also, hang on a second. Is anyone here an intro to photography?
No.
No? Or you are?
I took digital imaging.
How sweet. That's awesome.
I took that one.
Excuse me, I can't see anything.
I didn't take them, but I like, it was the negative. Like, someone left their negatives. I like, I just took it and developed it because I wanted to do it.
That's awesome.
This is why you need to be in
the
Guess
where that cat lives, Morgan?
I mean, intro to photography. Sorry, wrong class.
Can I see the photo?
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Shannon's feeling a
little I heard your question, so I answered. Yeah, you can. I took that one and developed this one, and then I just developed this one.
I love it. They're so clear.
Yeah. The cat turned out really nice.
We have to edit photos in digital imaging. I named all my photos.
I did not, because I found it stupid.
Weird. It makes it more fun.
I have the cheeky drummer boy, and then I have the random welder, and then I have the chief Indian.
My Native American, his name is Will. My Chinese friend, his name is Jeff. And my general is General Ice Cream.
Doesn't surprise me. But what is your story? Because apparently you have to think of a story that connects the three pictures together.
No, we just have to, have a theme of colors.
Mine has a sort of kind of theme. Okay, so we're just going
to... All right. What? Do we end? Do we start at 6:01?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the end of the show.
But we weren't live when that happened.
Well,
wait, what?
Yeah, but we recorded, so we did a whole hour. Oh. So there. This is the end of the show of I Plead the First. Da-da-da-da. It's... I'm Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
That took you like six different. You're like, it's the I'm Shannon. I'm Matt.
I'm D.
Morgan.
See you next
Morgan's
time.
Morgan's kind of here.
She's studying for humanities.
Yes, sir. Press the button.
All right, Morgan.